Hey, how you doing, everybody? It's me, Clint Beachwood, and it is A Day at the Beach podcast number 14. Thanks for tuning me in. If that's what you do on a podcast, thanks for clicking on rickshawrecords.com, and thanks to Rickshaw Records for hosting the podcast, and thanks to you for listening. Thank you very much. If you want to reach me, you can various ways to get a hold of me. If you see my podcast playlist posted somewhere, generally you can reach me through that site. So if you want to hear something, you want to get in touch with me, comments, critique, you name it, send me a message. Love to hear from you. Going to start things off this time around with some fairly new Bambi Molesters off their CD, As the Dark Wave Swells. This is The Kiss-Off. Thank you. Atomic Mosquitoes, Atomic Mosquitoes off their debut CD, self-titled. We heard 77, No Pest Strip. The Insect Surfer is also from an early CD, Death Valley Coastline. We heard 77, Gaza Strip. And the Deadlies, fairly new CD to me here, called Meet the Deadlies. We heard Mojave Dry Run, and Bammy Molester started things off with the Kiss Off. The Atomic Mosquitoes, in my humble opinion, have some of the coolest artwork on their CDs. Steve Blickenstaff, I believe his name is a, well, just a great illustrator, artist, and they have some very cool artwork on their CD covers. All righty, have a giveaway coming up a little later in the show, so stay tuned for that. But let's hear next from a band from Italy called Cosmonate.
We are spending many days on the road from Texas to here, and next song is called Driver, and is dedicated to our driver, the van driver.
Thank you.
Grazie. Subito. Scendi.
Hablo español. Unidad 1. Diálogo 1. Diálogo 1. ¿Cuánto cuestan los plátanos?
Lola is doing her shopping in a Spanish market. Here are some key phrases.
gracias, damas y caballeros. Muchísimas gracias. La canción llamada Tailspin. Damas y caballeros, ahorita vamos a tocar el sencillo de nuestro segundo CD. Viva los Straitjackets.
All right, there is your Spanish lesson for today. From their Damas y Caballeros CD, those Los Straitjackets with Tailspin. Perhaps one of their greatest songs ever, Tailspin. If your toe isn't tapping to that one, I don't know what does. The Killer Bananas, a band from Amsterdam, a CD that came out many, many years ago, at least 10 or 12 probably. Well, I should have it right here. It doesn't say off the top of the head. Right on the back cover. So we'll move on. Teliac is the name of that song. Curso en Español. and the name of the CD is Frute del Mar. De Mar, de Mar. Frute de Mar. And Mexican Chili Taco Fiesta with Tamales Huacajinos from their self-titled debut CD. That's Mexican Chili Taco Fiesta. A little double dose of Danny Amos for you there with those couple songs by those guys and the Straitjackets. All right, the Surfites make an appearance on the podcast for the first time. I don't know, but they have a new CD out called The Surfites and Company. Looking at it off the top, just looking at it, you would think it's a compilation, but it's The Surfites. And I'm going to play a song by The Angry Breed. You'd think it'd be Davy Allen and the Arrows, but and I need to get Davy Allen on here. I need to write him and send him an email. Alrighty, but this is Danger Ahead 66. We'll be right back.
point breaks, lineups, and beaches. We are America's finest. We are surf narcs.
Albatross, this is Sandcrab. I'm staked out at third point Malibu. There's a shoulder hopper dropping in on everyone. Stand advised. Over.
Staking down, over.
Affirmative.
Be on the lookout for an AARP longboard wave on.
Is he vintage?
Yeah, he's old.
No, I mean the board. Is it a Dewey Weber?
Affirmative, both are old. Shape is over. Don't forget to clean up his brand rights.
10-4.
Those are the Barbarella Tones doing Surf Narcs, the title track from their most recent CD, the Barbarella Tones. That'd be Robbie Quinn and Dave Arnson doing the dialogue there. And you know, I would love to go see the Barbarella Tones, to be honest with you, it's kind of scary. I think I would have no idea what to wear and I just don't know how I would fit into such a crowd. The missus and I went to go see Link Wray at the Hootenanny, a big outdoor event up in Orange County a couple years ago, where I had my one opportunity to see Link Wray. And no kidding, my wife and I'm sure were the only ones in this whole outdoor arena of who knows how many thousands and thousands of people that had no piercings and no tattoos. We were the only two. I have no doubt about it. So, and then to go to a Barbarella show, I mean, geez, Louise, you know, not being one to wear makeup, I don't know if I would really fit in, but I would love to see Dave Arnson on stage playing with the Barbarella Tones. That is one of my goals in life, is to see that. So maybe one of these days I'll venture out into the wild unknown. Alrighty, maybe I should take in maybe go rent a Rocky Horror Picture Show before I do that, just to kind of get in the mood. Kind of scary, if you ask me. The Man from RavCon before the Barbarella Tones with the Ferguson. from the Everything is Golden CD. The Eliminators with One Gun is All You Need. It's from a CD called Room to Move. And The Angry Breed from the Surfites and Company CD. The song is called Danger Ahead 66. My name is Clint Beachwood. The podcast is called A Day at the Beach. This is edition 14. And I've been playing a few songs that I have already played in previous podcasts. I don't know. I guess I just feel, I wouldn't say obligated, but I just feel like I need to expose some of the new music that's out there in the world of instrumental surf. And so that's why I've been playing like the Mexican Chili Taco Fiesta and this Surf Narcs thing. That's the only kind of semi-instrumental on the whole CD, so I told Robbie I'd play it a couple times. And also from the Aqua Velvet's new CD, Tiki Beat, going to play this song one more time and probably retire this CD to the shelf, at least for a while anyway. This is the title track called Tiki Beat. It's A Day at the Beach.
Thank you.
another new cut off of that El Rey CD I was raving about, what was that, 2 weeks ago? That was Cheese on a Cup. The CD's called Chasing Rey. The group is El Rey. The Silhouettes before that from Finland was Surfing with Sharks. I have a new CD out called The Ocean of Sunken Dreams. And I'm so glad that they decided to entitle this CD in English. The last one was in Finnish. It was 21 letters long, all one word, and I have no idea how to pronounce it. The Aquamarines, before the Silhouettes, did Fair Game off of their Off the Radar CD. Came out probably earlier this year. And Tiki Beat by the Aqua Velvets. Aquamarines, Aqua Velvets. Oh, they're all the same, you know? They all sound the same to me, don't they? How many times have we heard that? My name is Clint. The podcast is called A Day at the Beach. Desperately trying to get this out once a week, but I don't think it's going to happen. But anyway, a few more songs to wrap things up. This is yet another cut off Deep Eddie's Off the Deep End compilation. This one is by Austin, Texas's... Is that the correct English? Austin, Texas's Three Balls of Fire. It's called Wildfire. And the Three Balls of Fire, Burnin' Mike Vernon with Wildfire off the comp Off the Deep End by Deep Eddie Records. Going to wrap the show up with a song by Johnny and the Shaymen. Came out, I think, in 92. The CD is called Operation Twang, and the song is called Conspiracy, a Go-Go. And by the way, my CD player is working just fine. Thanks for listening. It's been A Day at the Beach, number 14, with your host, Clint Beachwood. What are you doing? Still hanging around? The podcast is over. Go home. Oh, wait, this isn't Ferris Bueller's Day Off, is it? At the end of the closing credits. But it is the end of A Day at the Beach podcast, number 14. And I promised the giveaway, didn't I? Oh, silly me. The last band I played was Johnny and the Shaymen, Conspiracy a Go-Go off their Operation Twang CD. Answer me this. And I shall send you a copy of this CD, Johnny and the Shaman, Operation Twang. I have, when I got the CD from these guys, I got two CDs, official print CDs, but only the artwork is a copy of the original artwork. So it's not a true CD, but the CD itself is right off the printing press, so it's not a CDR by any means. Anyway, it's yours, if you can answer me this. Johnny and the Shaymen are closely related to another band. In fact, they put out a 45. Johnny and the Shaymen did one side of the 45, and this other band did the other side. I would like to know the name of the other band. In fact, some of the members might have even played in the same, you know, and they switched over from band to band. It's hard to tell because I couldn't find anywhere on the internet the names of the artists, the true names of the artists, and if they actually played in each band or not, but I'm pretty sure they did. But since they didn't use their real names as their recording artists, we will, well, at least I will never know, unless somebody knows the answer to this, this puzzle. Anyway, it's I need to know the name of the other band and the name of the split 45 7-inch vinyl that the Johnny and the Shaymen did. It has a title, and they did it with another band. And those are the things I want to know, and I will send this to you anywhere in the world. You just tell me what it is. Please email it to Beachwood, B-E-A-C-H-W-O-O-D, at san.rr.com. That's in as in San Diego Roadrunner is the name of my internet service. Beachwood at san.rr.com. Good luck. And this podcast will go out here hopefully in about an hour, which will be about 10 o'clock on Tuesday, November 8th, 2010. Thanks again for listening, and thanks for putting up with my ramblings here. We'll see you next time. Adios.